You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another episode of A Little Bit of Happy and a brand new week. And of course, this is going to be our final week of this series. You'll remember that right at the beginning of this lockdown, I committed to recording a brand new episode every single day for as long as the England schools, or the English schools, I should say, were closed. And of course, as of next Monday, our children will be back in school. So this is going to be our final week together in this series, but I've got some more exciting things planned. And I wanted to just jump in today and really go through an exercise with you that can help you to kind of digest, acknowledge, and just kind of sit with what we've all been through over this last however many months we've been in this lockdown. And as with many of the exercises that I've shared with you, this is something that I encourage you to do on your own first as an adult, and then later to share with your child and translate it so that they too can get the benefit from it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to grab a piece of paper and we're going to divide it into three sections. So we're going to draw two lines somewhere about a third and a third onto the page so that you've got three different sections to write in. Now, the first section is going to be called the good stuff. The second section, the not so good stuff, or maybe you'll come up with a better name. And the final section, things that I've learned. Now, the idea of this exercise is that you kind of sit down with a nice cup of tea and you think about this last 3 months or so. And you think about what are the good things that happened? What are the good bits that you can take from it? And you list those in that first section. Then you move to the next section, which is what was some of the less good stuff? And then finally, you move to the final section, which is what did I learn? Now, this is a really helpful exercise just to kind of get everything out of our minds and onto paper, but also to be able to acknowledge that even in tough situations, there's good stuff that happens and we learn stuff. So it's really easy for us to go to all of the negative stuff about lockdown, all of the things that were tough or that we found hard. But actually, what I'm encouraging you to do is to see this in the round and to also acknowledge the good things and to acknowledge the things that you've learned. Now, when we go through this exercise with our children, it's really powerful because it helps to draw attention to their resilience and it helps to show them that even though they've been through a tough time, there's a lot of positives that can be taken from it. So all of this week, I'm going to be guiding you through exercises that allow you to kind of take a step back, to reflect, and also to plan for the future. So I hope that's helpful. I cannot wait to hear how you get on, and I'll be back tomorrow for more A Little Bit of Happy. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below. And I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.